Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties, fabulous pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a great service department that backs it all up every step of the way, from routine to difficult to handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Julio to lead off the inning with a swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Back she goes, and goodbye baseball. Upper deck over the line score in left field. Julio Rodriguez with his 11th home run of the season. It was a blast. A high five from Manny around third. And it's now the Mariners 3 and the Padres 1.
Tell you, Julio Rodriguez is a great young talent, fun to watch, and Seattle's fortunate to have him. Great talent. Enjoy watching him play. And by the way, Aaron Judge is back on the IL again, and it won't be the last trip. It's just the way it is. Now, the reason he's there this time is because he does play hard. That was always that. Let's keep it with the Mariners for a moment. What was always Ken Griffey Jr.'s problem? Right, on the major league level, he kept getting hurt because he kept playing so hard he'd run into walls. Well, that's what happened with Aaron Judge. He ran into the wall and broke through it in Los Angeles and hurt his toe, and he's on the IL. But it's his second stint this season. Let's see. Paul Feinbaum had Arizona President Robert Robbins on his show. And he said, I was asked about a tweet from one of the reporters. The grant of rights deal with the Pac-12 is done. Details to follow. My answer was, I have not been informed about any information in this tweet. I'm looking forward to hearing from my own commissioner. Do we have a deal? I have been very confident that we would all stay together in the Pac-10. I was confident that we would get a deal. I don't know exactly when, but I'd say it's a matter of weeks. There is a report out there that the Pac-12 schools, the ones remaining, have verbally agreed to a grant of rights with a merit-based revenue-sharing model. We'll see. Now, you can agree to it, but you have to have a media rights deal to back it up, and we haven't heard anything about that. Tony Knopp and I are going to talk about this extensively tomorrow. And something that is important, and I know I'm going to bring this up with Tony at some point, but there are certain programs. I always feel it's important to know who you are. I'll see a coach get fired from a program where I know that, man, this dude is overachieving based on who they are. And I always say to myself every time, they have no idea who they are. And that's part of the case with what we're watching here with the roulette wheel spinning on conference realignment, because I think there are some people out there that are greatly overvaluing exactly who they are. Um, And I'll give you some examples. Yeah, quick examples. Oregon and Washington are really good brands, really good. But they're not difference-making brands. Florida State and Clemson are really good brands, but they are not difference-making brands. Okay, the difference-making brands have already made their moves. Texas, Oklahoma, difference-making brands. USC, to some extent UCLA. And there's only one difference-making brand left out there, and it's Notre Dame, if they elect to. And that is, that's the reality of it. Now, people are trying to find landing spots to improve their lot in life. Okay. By the way, we just had a game cancellation because of the smoke. The Steakhouse Spikes and the Trenton Thunder are going to cancel their game tonight. And you should see how strange it is here right now. I don't know what it looks like there.
Here?
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it looks like there's a light, I don't want to say fog, it looks like there's like a light smoke outside, but it's not like in New York or anything like that. It's just kind of, it smells like, you know, like when like you're in a fire pit and you're trying to move your chair away from the smoke, and like that's what it smells like. But it's not super bad visibility wise, but it's not clear.
Here, the visibility here is exponentially different than yesterday. Like, wow. I mean, to the point of like, wow. I mean, all of us are saying we've never quite seen a hue like this before.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's that bad here, but there's definitely a visible difference.
Well, no, I can see why the Spikes decided to call it tonight. You know, I mean, part of it, you know, the fans, but like the players attempting to play and breathe in it. I mean, fans can make a decision as to whether they would want to go or not. You know, it's too smoky, I don't want to go, you know. And you can make that decision. The players don't have that decision-making power unless somebody makes a decision to cancel it. And that's what the Spikes did tonight. They decided, no, not can't play tonight. So Trenton's going to go back, or wherever they're going next. I think Trenton's going home. And the Spikes will not play tomorrow anyway. And they have the Pennsylvania Summer Special Olympics opening ceremony here tomorrow. I will be going to Scranton with Mike Rhodes. So we have that dinner tomorrow night. And yeah, we'll see what they do in the majors about this. But because they're saying that the air quality index here, actually may worsen this evening. And it's not great now. I mean, it's worse now than it was this morning. I'm telling them, now that's here. Every place is different. But, wow. That's,
How long do you think this will last? I don't know. Like, is there a timetable for when this will start to fade?
You know what? That's a great question, and I can't answer it because I have no idea. You would hope that whatever jet stream can push this out and get it out over the ocean, but Now, we've been in a pattern with a high pressure system with its motion, its wind motion, and it's bringing it over here. And that's what it's doing. And a huge problem. And they've got
Do you think different leagues at different levels will kind of, like how when COVID first came, they started canceling, like, games in large chunks? You think they'll start doing that because of this, or is it not quite that bad?
It's a case-by-case basis. What's right. the air quality? Okay? And that's what's happening here. They're concerned about the air quality. And it's the air quality for the athletes. Again, fans, it's their option as to whether to go or not. Right? And the but the players don't have that choice, so somebody has to make a choice for them about whether or not to play the game. And so the choice was made here not to play the game. The place to look at, for example, the Pirates are already done today. Philadelphia, the Phillies are home at 6:05 tonight. The Yankees are at home tonight with the White Sox. And the air quality there is not great. Toronto plays indoors, so that's no big deal. The Reds are too far to the west. The Braves are to the south. They're fine. Brewers, Rangers, Rockies, Angels. So the only game that's out there right now, the only two there that you look at that would be possibilities would be the Phillies, and it's not as bad in Philadelphia, and the Yankees, and it is bad in New York. That's and again, it depends on what you want to do, because this is about the athletes playing in it. Fans have the option of going. Because, you're going to make the decision based around the fans, so on and so forth. Now, the fans have the option of not going. Right? They do have that option. And nobody's forcing you to go. The players have to be there, and they have to be outside and play in it. Okay. So you have to make a decision based on how you feel about that. So the Yankees and the Phillies would be the ones to make that kind of decision. The Yankees more so than the Phillies, because I think it's exponentially worse than New York. Being especially, that difference of 100 miles to the north actually does make a difference. But yeah, we've got, we have air quality alerts here, and it's a code red for all of central Pennsylvania. They say that the air pollution concentrations within the region are unhealthy, and the general public may experience mild health effects. Wow. All right, so, yeah, we'll just... But the only two games that would be affected by it would be the Phillies being at home, and it's not as bad in Philly, and New York with the Yankees, and it is bad in the Bronx. And you just see the pictures of it. It's horrible. In Manhattan. Geez, place looks orange.
I want to know what constitutes a mild health effect. Like, what falls under that category?
Probably coughing. Probably that. Where it's a temporary issue. Can cause maybe some breathing problems. Say you're a person that has asthma. There's several things that that it could be where it's a nuisance, but it's mild, but it's still a problem. So, all right. Tony Knopp tomorrow, business side of sports. Dick Girardi and the Belmont Stakes tomorrow. We'll continue with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Well, great to have you with us. And Randy is going to talk to me about air quality. How are you breathing, Randy?
I told your sidekick it's about visibility.
Yeah. How's your visibility?
I can smell it faintly, especially when we get up in the morning because we're not used to it. But we're about 3 miles due south of river, 2 miles due south of Riverside, out in the country, and we're situated on a low. It's actually an extension of Blue Hill, and I can see ridges from a half a mile away all the way out to Union County. Okay, so we have a really spectacular position here to see mountains, but right. I can just barely see the nearest ridge, which is about a mile away, like you were referring to Nittany or
I was talking about Tussie Mountain. Yeah, Tussie Mountain. Yeah, I could only see barely the outline of the ski slope.
Yep.
When on a normal night, I don't mean a great night, but a normal night, it looks like it's a painting in my living room.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I've never seen anything like this either, Steve, as you were saying. So this is quite an experience, and I don't think anybody knows. You know, that's up to God when He blows us out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. Because I think everybody's waiting to see. Because over the last 3 days, it feels like every day got worse, not better.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It seems to be thicker on this day Wednesday than it was on Monday.
Yeah.
So that's my view here. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, it sounds like you have a spectacular view in life anyway, though. That's great.
Well, you're welcome to come anytime, Steve.
I appreciate that.
I really learn a lot from your show. I really do, and I want to thank you. But I wanted to give a kudos to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
They are going to pay off their stadium before their season begins this fall. So that was good to hear yesterday.
Yeah.
To pay off, I forget what the total, 300 and shy of 400 million. So that was, I just give them kudos for that.
But you know what, Randy? They've already done a survey on it, and they feel that even though the stadium is relatively young, they're going to have to put like $60 million into it in the next 2 years to keep up with the times. It's like,
you're kidding me.
Really? Really?
Yeah, you talk a lot about that. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, well, you'll enjoy hearing Tony on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot of business, talk some LIV golf, some insight there.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some conference problems that are going on. So we've got a lot of business tomorrow.
Great. I'll be tuning in, and I enjoy your show very much.
Well, it means more to me, and you know, you're a great guy, Randy. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
You bet. Yep. Randy Bye. Joining us from Danville. All right. If anybody else wants to chime in, chime on in. I want to hear what you have to say. People ask me what's the favorite part of the show, and yeah, we have favorite guests and so forth. You know, Neil and Tony, and you know, obviously DJ and Jack and so forth. But to me, the favorite part of the show I enjoy more than anything else when people call in. I love interacting with fans. I mean, love it. That's why I have so many speaking engagements. I like doing it. I got Scranton tomorrow night, and then at the end of the month, I've got back-to-back nights where I'm in Hazleton and Johnstown. And then Michael Motti got a hold of me last night about an event they want to do in Avalon. Yeah. So. So, yeah. We do a few of those, but I just love talking to people, and it's nothing like talking to the Penn State fan base. Wow.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, if you're in search of something brand new, those are the brands, and they have the great warranties to back it all up. Pre-owned inventory is backed up by the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. They go over every car with a fine-tooth comb. And service department backs everything up. Routine, difficult to handle it all. The great technicians, real pros. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So I know here we have an air quality alert until 10 o'clock tonight. And they say the air quality here will be extremely hazardous. I mean, that's the story here. Now, you're talking about some showers here tomorrow, which is fine, and then no issue with air quality, it looks like, on Friday, they're saying. In fact, the weekend looks pretty good. But tonight, not good. Not good. And so the on the minor league side, the Spikes have canceled their game tonight. Again, the fans, you know, the fans always have an option as to, you know, the air quality doesn't look great. You know what? I know it's a few bucks, but I'll have to eat the ticket tonight. I just don't think I should go. Okay. All right. But then you flip to the other side. The players don't have that option. You know, the players don't have that option. So they have to have somebody make the decision for them as to whether they're going to play the game or not. And so the Spikes canceled their game with Trenton tonight, and they'll play again on Friday night with Frederick here. The Yankees have made no move on their game. They've made no move on it. And the Bronx, it's not great there. And some, I mean, it hasn't really been talked a lot about. They are saying, though, that the Yankees-White Sox game is in limbo tonight. So this is what's happened so far with it. Now, we mentioned the Spikes game tonight with Trenton canceled. All right? The status of Major League games in New York, Philadelphia, and D.C. remain uncertain. Major League Baseball is already beginning to monitor the air quality situation around midday. The Yankees said that they and other affected teams will meet, and they're meeting right now to discuss their options. Yankee Stadium was shrouded in smoke earlier this afternoon. The air quality index in the Bronx reached 191. That is well above the unhealthy level for sensitive groups, bordering on unhealthy for all. For reference, okay, just so everybody knows what air quality, 0 to 50 is good. Anything above 101 is bad. 300 is considered hazardous. Now, I know this afternoon here in State College it was 160. And that was this afternoon. I think it's a little worse now. By 3 o'clock this afternoon, the air quality index in the Bronx got to 348. Yikes. Aaron Boone told The Athletic on Tuesday he didn't really think much about it other than it looked odd out there. And that's how I felt doing baseball last night at Medlar Field. And it's like, okay, you know, I didn't really think much about it, but, you know, it just looked odd, right? Yeah. Seemed a little foggy, nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah, I mean, it looked like it was a really hazy night last night in the mountains. Last time Major League Baseball postponed any game for poor air quality was 2020 when wildfires in Washington and Oregon forced the league to move games between the Mariners and the Giants to San Francisco. Minor league games in Syracuse and Scranton, or Moosic, have already been postponed. The Mets, who play at nearby Citi Field, have two games on the road against the Braves, so they're fine. Then they'll come back. The National Women's Soccer League announced that the matchup between NJMY Gotham and the Orlando Pride would be postponed until August 9th because of air quality conditions at Red Bull Arena in Harrison, New Jersey. The WNBA had a game at the Barclays Center between the Liberty and the Lynx, but the problem is that smoke got into the arena, and because of that, they decided to postpone that game. And now we're waiting to see what happens with Major League Baseball. But the Yankees game is the one that is in limbo right now.
I got it as 257 here in Selinger Grove for the air quality.
257?
That's what my phone says.
Yeah, no, that's... That makes sense because based on what they were saying... this morning, that the further east you went, the worse it would get. Here right now, our number's 143.
I think when I was coming here today, it was like 161 before I left my house, so it's obviously gotten progressively worse.
Yeah. It's one, according to, they're just saying right now it's 143 here. Okay. Which isn't great. Wow. And I know there are a couple of areas here that reported that in their area in Center County it got as high as 160. But right now, I mean, in the Bronx, they're talking 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 348. I mean, I'm not so sure there's much of a decision to make here. You know, especially from the player's point of view. You know, so,
It's like when you were in school, like in high school, and if like a pipe burst or something, and the water became contaminated, you got out of school early. It should be the same principle. Like it's the same gist. Something's going on in your workplace that makes it unsafe to work there. You don't have to go into work.
Yeah. Well, as somebody who has driven in snowstorms, walked in blizzards to get to work so you could go on the air and tell everybody to stay home.
That's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was the job.
Yeah.
That was the job. My job was to do that. And one day I walked into work because I couldn't get my car out of the driveway. Couldn't do it. So it was a storm that ended up dumping 28 inches here. 28 inches. And I said, well, okay, what choice do I have? So I walked in, and I got there about 15 minutes before airtime, which gave me time to gather all the closings and cancellations, of which, of course, there were many. And and when I was done, because the other person I was working with at the time, he couldn't make it in. He made it in about an hour after I did, maybe an hour and 15 after I did. When I was done, the owner of the radio station called and he says, "Are you there?" I said, well, obviously, I answered the phone, so yeah, I'm here. He says, how'd you get there? Yeah, that's what I said. I said, well, obviously, I answered the phone, so yeah, I'm here. He says, well, how'd you get there? I said, I walked. He says, no, seriously, how did you get there? I said, I walked. Because that's what the job entailed.
You're just a man of the people, making the big sacrifices to give the public the information that they deserve. Good for you. Well done.
No, that's what the job entailed. Yeah, I didn't even think of it any other way.
That's because you're a man of the people. How else would you think of it?
I think a lot of it had to do with how I was brought up. My parents were big on work ethic and loyalty. So the thought process of not getting in was not one that really crossed my mind. It's just like, okay, I've got to figure out a way to get in. And I'd done a basketball game the night before. So it wasn't like I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, believe me, I was wide awake walking in. Especially, I decided to cut through a field. That was a mistake. Instead of walking around on the streets, the fastest way was to cut through a field. And I'm trying to cut through the field one step at a time. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was exhausted. And I thought, well, that was a stupid move. It's like, oh, I wasn't too smart there, Ace. When I finally got out to the street where I could just take it around, then everything got at least a little easier, because at least the snow plows had been out a little bit, and even though it was really snowing hard, there was maybe 6 or 7 inches on the ground instead of walking through 20 in what used to be a cornfield.
That definitely seems more manageable.
Okay. But yeah, it was... Are you in? Well, I answered the phone. The Yankee game has been postponed. So they've made that announcement. The Yankee game tonight with the White Sox postponed. I don't think that ain't choice, to be honest with you. You know, and again, the fans have the option of being there. Yeah, you don't feel like eating the ticket. All right, you don't feel like doing that. But, like, for your own health, you look around and go, you know what, I'm going to eat the ticket tonight. I'm not going to go. Right, the players don't have that option, so somebody has to make a decision for them. And somebody has to make, so they made the decision for them, because the players like, okay, we got to play, okay, the fan can stay home. You know, it's up to them as to whether they make the decision of like, hey, you know, I mean, nobody's forcing you to go out there. Right? Players, you are forced to go out there, so somebody had to make a decision about what to do, and the Yankees made the decision there's no game tonight. So we'll wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, so the Yankees-White Sox game is out tonight. Minor League Baseball in Syracuse is out tonight. I also believe that Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, the Spikes game tonight, with Trenton canceled. The air quality index here is about 160. New York City's 348. And you were saying, Cameron, what is it there?
256. Is that what I said?
256.
257.
Mercy. Yeah. So the Tigers and Phillies have now been postponed. The Yankees and White Sox have been postponed. The game between the New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx, which is at the Barclays Center, because smoke got into the arena. I told you to close the doors. No. That's been postponed. And the game between in the National Women's Soccer League at Red Bull Stadium is also postponed. Just can't do it. And when the air is that bad, it's not worth it. So World Tour defectors still ineligible for Ryder Cup. DP World Tour CEO Keith Pelley on Wednesday told his golfers that those who resigned their memberships to join LIV probably won't be reinstated this season, making them ineligible to compete for the Ryder Cup. Okay. So, again, history is a great teacher. I'm not really big on cutting off your nose to spite your face. I really am not. So let's take a little history lesson. Let's go back 51 years. Team Canada, in the Summit Series in hockey, played the Soviet Union. And Bobby Orr, coming off a Stanley Cup with the Bruins, had knee surgery after the Stanley Cup was over with after they beat the Rangers. So he was on the road to recovery. He wasn't ready yet. Meanwhile, Bobby Hull, one of the great players, and I mean very few players in the history of the game had a better shot than he did, signed with the Winnipeg Jets of the WHA. And they told him, you can't play against the Soviet Union because you're not an NHL player. Okay. Well, Canada finally won the thing, 4-3-1, but they won the last three in Moscow to win it 4-3-1 with Paul Henderson scoring the winning goal late and becoming a national hero. They played without Orr, injury, and they played without Hull, two of the best players in the world at the time. And they looked at Bobby Hull and said, I'm sorry, you're not an NHL player anymore. You can't play. Okay. Nose, face. Okay. This is the Ryder Cup. Brooks Koepka. Okay. American. Great player. You're in. Sorry. Brooks Koepka. Great player. American. You're in. You've met all of my standards. But they say not going to be able to do it. Okay, that's just great. Wow. I have very simple standards. I don't mess around too much in the politics and stuff. Okay? So you talk about guy transferring. Okay? Wants to be here? Eligible. Okay, he's got the grades. We're good. By the way, Cam Spencer, who left Rutgers, the great shooter, went to UConn. So, the rich get richer. How about that? Now it says the air quality here is now 136, so it's getting better. Ooh, all right. That's a good thing. Okay. Who knows? But still not below 100 yet. All right. What another crazy day. Tomorrow, Dick Girardi and the Belmont Stakes. We'll have Dick on at 3:35, and then at 4 o'clock to 5, the full hour with Tony Knopp. Been a lot to talk about. He knows he has a lot of connections with Liv and with the PGA Tour. We'll talk about what's going on with the Pac-12. We'll get into that. I mean, we've got a wide range of things to cover and what the future might look like, because one thing about Europe with European soccer, and I know we bring it up a lot on the show when we talk to Tony, but they have been far more forward-thinking with how they go about their business model, and the U.S. then catches up to it. And we'll talk to them about what lessons can be learned from what they're doing now that we might see here. Today's show has been brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Back tomorrow with Dick Girardi and Tony Knopp. Heat and Nuggets tonight, Miami. Game 3. Since I've had my game canceled tonight, I'm just going to have my feet up and watch a little basketball. Randy, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you. And appreciate all of you. Cameron, great job today.
Thank you, sir. And to you.
Thanks for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.